The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Glenn Beck.
All right, we now have something in common with North Korea. This is going to upset a lot of people, but I want you to listen carefully to what I say. Kim Jong-un is planning a grand military parade set to kick off tomorrow. And as confirmed by the White House yesterday, plans are in motion for our own version of a large spectacle military show, complete with tanks and everything else. My question is this who we are? A lot of people will argue, yeah, we've done this before. Have we? We are not a country that emulates the actions of communist dictatorships. That's not who we are. Now, this has nothing to do with respect for the military. We all respect the military. Everybody who is a conservative, and if you've ever listened to this show for half a second, you know how much we've done for the military and how we feel about the military. Let me remind you about the Rally for America. That is not the purpose of this military parade. North Korea, the Soviets, and any other nation that does these things, democratic or not, is not trying to show their admiration for the men and women in uniform. They are only projecting power. And in the case of France, if you want to say, whoa, France does it, France has to do a parade like this once a year just to make sure the tanks still start. So let's make it clear. There is a very huge difference between a Veterans Day parade or a Memorial Day parade and a military demonstration of might. You ask anybody in the military, they do not want that kind of tribute. With all of the amounts of money, do you know what it takes? The last time we did something like this was at the end of a war. Don't tell me, well, we defeated ISIS. Have we? We have certainly won this battle, but we have not won the war. Where will ISIS go next? What will they turn into? When you bring all of the troops back, you can talk to me about the possibility of having a big expose of all of our tanks and everything coming back. That's not what this is. That's not what this is. The last time we did this was 1991, and it was at the end of the first Gulf War. We welcomed people back. That's different. Now, how much money is this going to cost? What was it, $30 million in 1991? $8 million in 1991. So that's probably about $30 million today. Why not take the $30 million and put that into the VA? Why not divert some of that $30 million into programs that help our veterans find jobs after they come back to civilian life? Here's how we show our military our admiration and respect. We take care of them, and we're not doing that. That's what they really want. That is what they really deserve. How many veterans feel worthless right now? How many feel like they don't have a purpose? How many veterans right now are suicidal? How many veterans do we lose every day to their own hand? You want to show off American power? True American power isn't in the government. True American power isn't in some awesome military, and we've got an awesome one. True American power is in the spirit of the individual. It is in the care of other individuals. It's the opportunity that the individual has to change their life, become better than what they ever were, better than what anybody thought they could be, better than what they were born into. That's American greatness. That's American power. China can have tanks and missiles. For the love of Pete, North Korea can put on a fancy parade. But the one thing they cannot replicate, no matter how many people they have, no matter how much money they spend, no matter how great their military is, they can never duplicate American ingenuity. American ingenuity has become the most powerful force on planet Earth because it is about the individual. At this very moment, a cherry red Tesla Roadster is in space on the way to the asteroid belt. A mannequin named Starman is sitting at the wheel and listening to David Bowie's Space Oddity playing on repeat. Yesterday, SpaceX launched the Falcon Heavy. At more than 5 million pounds of thrust, it is the world's most powerful rocket. Minutes after reaching space, two gigantic boosters that lifted the main capsule into space detached and then remotely flew back to Cape Canaveral and landed with synchronization that would rival two Olympic ice skaters. The two boosters simultaneously deployed their landing legs and touched down side by side on the landing pad. Where else but in America is that happening? Where else could a man with a dream actually make that happen? The government didn't do this. It was one man's dream. He pulled it off with other like-minded dreamers at his own private company. That is American power. And you know what? That kind of power doesn't need a parade. I have found that people who have fame, who have fortune, who have power, are one of two kinds. They are either humble and they don't have to tell anybody about it. And those are the people who have lasting power. Those are the people who have lasting fame. And then there are those who are so afraid of losing their power that they have to tell everybody how powerful they are. The truly powerful don't need a show or a parade to prove their power. The truly intelligent don't need to tell people all the time how smart they are. They just are.
It's Wednesday, February 7th. You're listening to the Glenn Beck Program.
I posted something like that on Twitter yesterday, and I was hammered by the right. And you know what? I'm sorry, but I am not going to change my opinion because of people. I don't bow to people. Since when? Since when? Don't get me wrong. I'd love to see that. Can you imagine? I mean, honestly, it's why I was disappointed. And this is really grotesque. It's really grotesque. But I don't think I'm alone. When George Bush said you're going to see the full might of the U.S. military and shock and awe, I was disappointed when that was it. Because I know that's not the full might of the American military. When you see the full might of the American military, it's got to be awesome. And to watch it for entertainment is really sick. Is really sick because that military power is to kill people. Hey, let's have Dow Chemical do a parade and show all of the poisons that they make. They're so powerful. No. No. Let's show Dow Chemical for all of the things that they have saved, all the things that they have made that's great. We don't need to display our killing machine. You know, let's look at this from the point of view from the rest of the world. They already think that we have gone mad. They already think that we are just going to start World War III. They already, this is so important for people to understand. We are dishonoring their investment in us. I said this yesterday. If you have a neighbor who does really well and he goes from house to house and says, hey, you guys got to invest in me. We're neighbors. You're going to love this. Just invest in me because I'm going to make lots of money. And for years you invest and everybody is happy. And then he starts asking you for more money and more money. But he's been so successful, you just give it to him. And he starts building pools and he's got extra cars and he's starting to live the high life, and you're not really living the high life, but you're like, look, I mean, you know, I've got good return on my investment. I guess I'm okay. Then he starts to have trouble, and he comes to you and says, hey, I really need your help. And he doesn't sell any of his cars. In fact, he's still buying more. He's building a bigger pool. Does anybody in your house say, hey, maybe he's not a good investment? Of course. But if you are so deep into investments in him that if he fails, you fail, you look to your wife or she looks to you and says, honey, but if we don't invest, if he fails, we're wiped out. Keep paying him. So you have to keep investing. Now, when he continues to buy crazy things and do crazy things and act irrationally, and he's on one side and then 4 years later he's on the other side and neither of them are working, and you're like, okay, dude, what is happening to you? Then what happens? You either say, I have worked really hard to be able to have a fallback contingency plan and I'm not going to invest in you anymore. But you're gonna hurt the rest of the neighbors. The rest of the neighbors, if you do that, they're going to be pissed at you too. But hopefully you know that they're going to be so pissed at him because everybody in the neighborhood was propping him up. And he promised everybody, I'm not gonna lose your money. Trust me. And when he finally loses his money and the entire neighborhood goes down and everybody's out, do you think that that guy is going to be safe in the neighborhood, or do you think there might be a couple of guys in a couple of houses that want to kill him because he's destroyed? Do you think the neighbors who were in trouble with their family in the first place for giving money to this guy, do you think they're going to suddenly say, well, no, I believed him? Or are they going to turn around as the head of the household and say, you know what? You were right the whole time, and I'm going to lead you. We're going to get him. We're going to take some of his stuff. Well, that's what's happening on the global scale. The globe is starting to believe, be convinced, better word. There is a, and you know this, a global movement to make capitalism and America and our freedoms, there's a movement to make it look grotesque, make it look greedy, make it look imperialistic, make it look like we are the invaders. We're the strong, we're strong arming the rest of the world, and we're helping that. Let's not add anything to that. Externally, maybe for Kim Jong-un, that's wise. For everybody else, that's foolishness. Let's spend our money and our time doing things. If you want to salute the veterans, if you care about the veterans, then let's take care of them. That's the best thing we can do. Tell me that that parade, which would last for a day at, let's say, $80 million, that would last for a day. Tell me that it wouldn't last longer if the government took $80 million and upgraded the health care at the VA. Took $80 million and said, you know what, we're going to put this $80 million into, you know, 15 or 20 machines that the VA really needs to be able to get care. $80 million. We are going to take that with no strings attached, and we're going to give it to these private individuals that are helping save the lives from suicide. We're going to give it with no strings attached. We have seen that what they're doing is working. Tell me that that doesn't last a lifetime when a parade lasts a day. Let's get our priorities right. Please, let's get our priorities right.
I know this isn't what you're saying, but I mean, this is what the left is saying. And I think this is an interesting trap issue for them politically, because they're going to come out and say, he said military parades. That means he wants to be a dictator and be Kim Jong-un. And
no, I won't go as far as saying that he wants to be a dictator.
No,
I mean, that's quite a leap. Yeah, I'm saying the imagery is that.
Right. Well, obviously, we've joked about missile parades forever.
Forever.
That we should not have missile parades with giant posters of the face of the leader. If he proposes that in this parade,
he's not going to.
But on the other side of that is the response to the left is going to be, hey, we really like the military and we want to honor them. And my guess is they're going to win that issue, right? I mean, the difference, the idea of saying, okay, he wants to be Kim Jong-un versus we like the military. Americans are going to connect with we like the military.
Correct.
I mean, and there's no problem, I think, with, obviously, there's troops, there's parades all the time with veterans.
And there should be.
Walking down the streets. There's a flyover at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. So what is the difference? What is the difference between, because if he said we want to have a big military parade and we're going to have the biggest flyover we've ever had, I would still object because of the money.
And the money obviously better directed to something else.
Yeah, that's totally different. You want to honor them, then let's honor them. Let's spend the money on healing them. So I would have a problem with that. But I wouldn't feel the same way about the parade if it was a flyover. Why? What's different between the tanks rolling through the streets and a flyover?
Right, and tanks were specifically mentioned in the mm-hmm. request, apparently.
Right.
I don't know. It's slower on the ground instead of in the air.
The imagery of tanks on the streets in America is rare. I remember the first time I saw a tank on the street. It was right after 9/11 in New York City. The flyover is something that bothers some people. Most people think that's really, really cool. It's quick. It's fast. It's over your head.
Celebratory. It's
common. It's not an image that we attach to a leader standing in the stands with a bunch of people and military marching past with tanks in the street.
Right.
That is an image that is rare here in America. It happens, but it is rare and usually saved for the end of a war.
Right. And I think you could, in most cases, can fairly say, well, I don't care about the optics. I don't care about imagery. But this is a freaking parade. It's all about imagery.
That's all it is.
The only thing it is.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
That's all it is.
I think that's a fair... I mean, when I saw it, the first thing you think of, we joked for years on this show, don't have, you know, missile parades. That's what dictators do. This is long before Donald Trump.
Yeah, long before. I remember, you know, in the after George W. Bush was first elected, we would joke about, you know, Dick Cheney and all of that, and, you know, making fun of the left of what they were saying about him. And we said at the time, you know, we'll draw the lines. If we start having missile parades, then we'll know. But that's not what it is. Well, we're headed towards missile parades. And again, you don't want that imagery.
I think the rest of the world, right? The rest of the world sees that. And what they see is, hey, I know the countries who do that. They act like this. With the exception of, I mean, to be fair, every indication is it's based on Bastille Day, which
France,
right? But France isn't a threat to anybody.
France, they can't kill a fly with their military, so that's not what it is. I don't know what it is in France. I really do believe they have to start the tanks once a year just to keep the batteries going. I think that's the only reason why they do it.
Glenn Beck, Mercury. This is the Glenn Beck Program.
I think the Russian bots must have been working Twitter last night because the phone calls are overwhelmingly in agreement. No missile or tank parade, Mr. President, please. We go to Chris in North Carolina. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Glenn. Thank you so much for taking my call. I just wanted to let you know I am with you. I wish they would not spend money on a parade like this. My son is a U.S. Marine, and he is against it also. And he just recently graduated from boot camp and breezed through it. And he's getting ready to be deployed now to Japan and South Korea.
God bless
and
you.
I just wanted to tell you that the money is in bad shape over the money situation because he was issued his service weapon and it wouldn't shoot straight. And we grew up on a farm. That's what we did. We shot and hunted and everything. And he said, Dad, my worst gun that we own shoots better than what I've got. He said everything is worn out, and he's certainly disillusioned and sad. But as a dad who loves his child more than life itself, I said, son, is there any way I can buy you a gun? He said, no, they won't let you do anything like that, Dad. We just stuck with what we've got. I said, well, surely if you're going to be deployed and you need this thing to for your life, they'll certainly give you something better. He said, no, they told us this is it. They issued bayonets to them the other day, and the tips were broken off of them.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just, you know, when they think about spending money on things like that, when I have a son that is an absolute patriot who loves this country so much, he's a young man, we homeschooled him, we just love him so much, and we certainly didn't want him to go in, but I honor him for what he's doing, and he's disillusioned now, but he's going to do what he has to do because he's a tough fella and a U.S. Marine, and he wants to serve and feels like he should serve. But it's sad for me. If I could pay for it, my church would take up money like crazy to give these guys weapons to do their jobs. But
Americans
spend money on a crazy, stinking, crazy parade, please don't do something like that. But I wish there was someone I could tell, and I'm so thankful for you taking my call because I'm so frustrated as a dad who just loves his son so much. But give me your take on it, Glenn.
Chris, I thank you for your son's service and your willingness to stay calm and rational. I think if my son was given a gun that didn't shoot straight, I think I'd be losing my mind. You know, you're not sending my son there. Back in World War II, the American people were asked to lend the United States government their rifles because we didn't have enough rifles. And so a lot of people went with rifles that they had from the farms, and people sent them in from all over the country so they could fight. There is nothing wrong with somebody being able to buy their own gun if it means the life and death. Okay, you want me to buy a certain kind? Okay, I'll buy the certain kind, but I better get it on discount because you're buying them in bulk. But maybe that's just me. So first of all, Chris, thank you for that. And Stu, would you make a note? I want to look into that. I want to see if this is happening with more than just Chris and what's really going on. Chris, other than that, I think you're right on the missile parade. And if we really want to honor our troops, we equip them. We give them rules of engagement that allow them to win, which Donald Trump has done. And then we bring them home. And then when they come home, we can have the biggest parade ever. As long as we have first paid for their medical care to make sure that they are mentally healthy again, that we help these guys who are, you know, coming back home and they're feeling worthless and, you know, are killing themselves at record numbers. There's something wrong. And it's our responsibility to take care of that. Chris, thanks for your call. This missile parade. Stu said to me in the break, he said, I knew I remembered we made a big deal out of this. It was an audiobook, wasn't it?
2009 audiobook, Glenn Beck. America's March to Socialism. Why we're one step closer to giant missile parades was the subtitle. That's been a joke we've made for a million years. It's like, that's something that we do in America. And again, you know, we don't know the details. Who knows? We just should stop it before those. If that's the direction it's going, let's make noise about it so it doesn't go that direction.
I remember it was a week after 9/11. And I flew up to New York. I was living in Tampa. It was the first day you could fly. And we flew, I don't remember what airline it was, but it was the first day, and the airport was empty, and there were four of us on a 737. Four. There was my wife and I, another guy who sat maybe 10 rows back, and somebody else that was about 10 rows forward. And the guy who was ahead of us was a jerk. And honestly, he got into an argument with the stewardess over something, and he was starting to pitch a fit. And the three of us got up and stood in the seat behind him. And she just looked at us and she said, "Please, I have this." And we said, "We have your back." And we pulled together over this jerk. As we were flying in, the other guy who was behind us, he sat across the row when we sat down. He was a firefighter from the Tampa area. And he was coming to go volunteer. And we flew over New York City, and it was completely dark. It was bizarre. And these giant spotlights on the pit. We saw it coming in, and the next day we were going to it. I was going to go to Ground Zero. And I didn't know what to expect. And it was the worst experience of my life. It was surreal and horrible, and it took me 10 years. I could think of the moment, and I could still smell the smell of Ground Zero for 10 years. But that was the first time I ever saw tanks on the streets of New York. I saw Humvees with machine guns on top. I saw troops in military fatigues and razor wire fences. I had never seen that in America. I don't ever want to see it again. Tanks on somebody else's streets? If we have to send them, we do. I don't ever want to see tanks on the streets of America because I've seen them when they were needed. And it is an image that I will never, ever forget. When my kids have to see tanks on the streets of America, I want them to know that's a sign of deep, deep trouble.
If you watch any of the financial news, you're seeing that rates might be going up. Inflation is starting to peak its ugly head, and that means it's going to cost more to buy your home. If you're thinking about buying a home, it might be time to act. Right now, realestateagentsitrust.com is there for you if you're going to try to go down that road. realestateagentsitrust.com is a database of 1,200 agents all across America. And what they did is they said, we're not going to just take anybody to list their name there. What's the value in that? Instead, we're going to look at each agent. We're going to interview them. We're going to talk to them. We're going to make sure that these agents are the best agents to support the needs of our audience. And you know, when I say our audience, these are people who listen to the show. These are people who are familiar with the show, who know your values, and are good people you can trust with your business. realestateagentsitrust.com is the place to go if you need to sell a house fast and for the most money, or if you're looking to buy. Go to realestateagentsitrust.com and you'll be introduced to the best agent in your town. Let these agents earn your business. Get moving with realestateagentsitrust.com.
Glenn Beck.
I have a friend who is helping me through some issues that I have with the mainstream press because I have a hard time getting past the duplicity of the last 10 years. I saw something yesterday where this woman was talking about, you know, Donald Trump is going to build concentration camps. And everybody's like, yeah, I know. And I'm thinking to myself, wait, hold it. What? I got in trouble for debunking the concentration camp rumor. They forever tied it. It said Glenn Beck's conspiracy theorist. He's saying there's concentration. No, I debunked that. And now they're openly saying it about Donald Trump, and it just seems to be okay. So I'm having some issues with that.
You're having a little bit of a tough time?
I am. I saw Donny Deutsch yesterday or day before on television talking about it's time for a revolution and not a political revolution. Remember, we were called revolutionaries, anti-government, anti-president. yada, 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 pro-violence. We were not calling for a revolution. We were talking about a political revolution. That's not what Donny Deutsch is talking about. And we thought we would put together just a little then and now of the mainstream media of what they said about us and what they're saying now about actual revolutionaries.
It's a movement that is sweeping the nation all across the country.
You make the difference. Do not stand and look to someone else. Look to yourself. Pick up your stick and stand.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator. This is not time to analyze and pundit. People, this is a, we need a revolution at this point. And I'm not doing TV here, and I'm not going, ooh,
no,
crazy Donny.
Well,
this is what's going on.
Republicans are encouraging more violence, more revolution. We talk about a political revolution. But we don't mean a physical, violent revolution, obviously, right?
Giant protests against Donald Trump. And I love the unity of all these different groups, women and men, blacks, Latinos, whites, all getting together saying, okay, this is unacceptable.
It's dangerous. It's very dangerous. A small group of dedicated, ideologically driven individuals are able to dictate to the Senate and the House what our course of action is going to be.
We are so excited that the American public is energized to speak out against the abuses of this administration.
The discourse in America, I have noticed it take a very precipitous turn towards edginess and a lack of civility with the growth of the Tea Party movement.
Tens of thousands of people rallied to save our health care. Then the Women's March that was organized at a grassroots label. Then people coming out in protest of these orders.
What the Tea Party has done is they have taken it to a different level. And so when they come and disagree with you, that you're not just wrong, you're the enemy.
A violent protest on the campus of UC Berkeley.
Young people at Berkeley are protesting against this unconstitutional order. I thought it was a beautiful sight.
You stay with these wackos, you stay with these extreme people on the fringe, and you're just going to cease to exist as a party.
What we've got to do is fight in Congress, fight in the courts, fight in the streets, fight online, fight at the ballot box.
This is irresponsible and it's reckless. Why does this senator or the Tea Party Republicans think they can pick and choose the priorities of the American government?
Ordinary people who simply saw what needed to be done and came together. They've marched. They've bled. Yes, some of them have died. We have done this before. We can do this again.
Instead of what they're doing, they're running around with placards of Obama with a Hitler mustache on him. It's a nutty, nutty movement.
What makes Trump the new Hitler? Do you have examples of him being anti-Semitic?
No, not per se.
And when we are at a loss amidst the hypocrisy and the casual violence of certain individuals and institutions, we will, as per Chief Jim Hopper, punch some people in the face when they seek to destroy the weak and the disenfranchised.
And you know what? If you still don't get it in Washington, maybe that explains why your poll numbers are so low. If you don't understand it in New York, maybe that's why your newspapers are going bankrupt and your television ratings stink on ice. It's not us, it's you.
You can find that. We'll post that at theblaze.com, and also we'll Facebook and tweet it out here. It's pretty amazing to see what they're saying today, what they said then, what they're saying today. When there is actual violence on the streets, when there are people actually calling for revolution, they seem to ignore it. And I'm having a difficult time getting past the past, and I need to. And we'll talk about that hopefully a little bit tomorrow.
Glenn Beck.
Mercury.